The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th Chapter, Text Number 45, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 7th, 1973, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Thus accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the palace of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhishthir, who implored him lovingly.
So, the capital of the world empire is called Hastinapur or Gajasaya. Gaja and Hasti means elephant. Maybe there are many elephants because formerly the kings, they used to keep many, many horses, elephants. Still in New Delhi, they have kept some token elephants in the Rajyapal Bhavan or the President's house. So, formerly there was one king and the capital was Hastinapur. The king of Hastinapur was ruling all over the world. There was one flag. These are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are not many states. The world was under one culture, Vedic culture. The people, the advanced people, they are Aryans, Arya. Aryans means advanced. So, the Indo-European stock, they are also Aryans. They came from Central India, Central Asia, and some of them went to India side. That is the history. The Caspian Sea, that was the place of Kashyap Muni. Kashyap. From Kashyap, the Caspian has come. It's like formerly the capital of Afghanistan was known as Gandhar. Now it has become Kandhar. So, by historical references, it will be ascertained that this planet was known as Bharatvarsha. What is now India is now known, Bharatvarsha, but formerly the whole planet was known as Bharatvarsha. Formerly this planet was known as Ilavati Varsha. But since the time of King Bharat, who also the forefathers of the Pandavas, the planet is called Bharatvarsha. So, everywhere there is Vedic culture, the traces are still available, and the history of the whole world is called Mahabharata. The same point, Bharata. And Mahabharata means Greater Bharata. Greater, just like nowadays we say, Greater India, Greater some city, Greater New York. So, this Mahabharata means is history of the Greater Bharatvarsha. Hastinapur was capital, and the king of Hastinapur was the emperor of the world. They are The other, there are states, but they were paying tax to the emperor. So, Krishna, after receiving the fine prayer, nicely composed by Kunti Devi, he accepted Bharam. Bharam means, yes, that's all right. He smiled because whatever Kunti has said, they're true. There is not exaggeration. And therefore Krishna smiled that Kunti was so pleased to enunciate the glories of the Lord. She knows what Krishna is. So he said, Bharam. Yes, it is all right. In this way, he was prepared to go, to return to Dwarka. And the ladies also, when they were returning. So Yudhishthira Maharaj requested, my dear Krishna, my dear brother, if you kindly stay a few days more. So Krishna is fully independent. He could have refused, no, I cannot stay more. But here it is said, premla. Premla means out of love. Rajna nibarita. Maharaj Yudhishthira cannot order the Supreme Personality of Godhead to stay or to undo his decision. But premla, everything is possible. Premla. Premla means by love. Therefore, if we increase our love for Krishna, then Krishna becomes purchased by us. Krishna agrees. Krishna is the order giver for everyone, but he accepts the order of the devotee. It's like Krishna, while driving the chariot, Arjuna said, Srinayar ubhayar madde ratasthapayami achyuta. My dear Krishna, you are achyuta. Achyuta means who never falls back. So you have accepted my charioteer post. The charioteer post means he has to carry the order of the king who is on the chariot. Chariot driver is a driver. And the master is the man who is sitting on the chariot. That is the position. So Arjuna knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of friendship, he has become my charioteer, order carrier. So when he requested him, ratasthapayame achyuta, just place my chariot between the two soldiers, sinayar uvayar madhya. So he was a little hesitating that I am ordering Krishna. Therefore, he reminded, Achyuta. Achyuta means who never falls back. Therefore, he reminded that, Krishna, although you are my master, but because you have voluntarily accepted to become my charioteer, therefore I am asking you. It is not disrespect. So you have to carry it as a charioteer. Krishna also said, yes, I am going. Yes. This is the position. So, if we can purchase Krishna by love, that is stated in the Brahma Sangita, Adurlabha, Vedesu Adurlabha. Vedesu Adurlabha, Sudurlabha Atmabhaktau. God is Adurlabha. Vedesu Durlabha, not Adurlabha. Vedesu Durlabha, Adurlabha Atmabhaktau. Durlabha means very difficult to obtain. Du means difficult. And labha means getting. So, Brahma says that officially if you study Vedic literature to find out God, to know about God, it is very difficult. It is very difficult. Therefore, those who are depending on personal studies, speculation, personal knowledge to understand God, for them Krishna is durlabha, very difficult to find out. It is not possible. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasu jūgumāyā samāvvitaḥ. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said that I do not expose myself. Krishna reserves the right of being exposed to anyone and everyone. No, that's not possible. Although the Vedic literature is meant for to find out Krishna, Vedaishtasadvai ahameva vidyam, all knowledge. Vedic Veda means knowledge. Any department of knowledge you may pursue. The business is how to find out Krishna. That is your business. Either you take chemistry or physics or politics or sociology, anything, medicine, everything, all departmental knowledge. The aim is to find out Krishna. That was being done by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was teaching grammar to his student. So, he was explaining dhatu. Dhatu means verb. So, he was explaining Krishna. Later on, the students, they became little dissatisfied that Nimai Pandit simply explains Krishna in everything. So, the small school was closed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are described as Adham Porua. That is in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Adham Porua means Adham. Adham means very low grade. Adham. And Uttam means high grade. Uttam and Adham. And Madham. Madham means Vayamidhi. There are three grades in everything. First class, second class, third class. So this class of students, Adham, who are not interested to understand God or Krishna, they are third class students. Adham Purva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining during his instruction, Krishna, but the Adham Parva did not like it. So, the purpose of education means to know God, to know Krishna. That is the ultimate purpose. But they do not know. These rascals, they do not know. Nati vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. They do not know. The ultimate goal of life is Vishnu. They are trying to be learned, scholar, simply by material acquisition. That what is called durasaya. What is the purpose of education? Purpose of education to know the Supreme Cause, Sarva Karana Karana, and become happy. Everyone is inquisitive. Jigyasu. Everyone is jigyasu. So that jigyasu, that propensity for the lower animals, they are anxious to inquire, where is food? Where is food? Ahara nidra. Where is shelter? Where is sex? And where is defense? The jigyasu, everyone is inquiring. The whole world is inquiring. Those businessmen going into the market, they immediately inquire, and the answers are, nowadays there are, what is called, teles. The paper comes automatically, telex. So, they are getting, we saw that every bank is by television giving the quotation, a price quotation. That city is very speculative. They are speculate on the price of gold and the purchase and sell. So they must know the price of the gold every moment, how the market is changing. Their brain is always in that way. So everyone is inquisitive. Every one of us. Even the animals. Bird, beast, everyone. Inquisitive. But when one becomes inquisitive to understand God, then his human life is fulfilled. Then he is actually in human life. Otherwise, to simply inquisitive, what is the price of gold? That means selling and purchasing, make some profit. And when there is profit, then there is sense gratification. This is their aim. When they get some money, immediately how to spend it for sense gratification, not only for personal self, but also family. Viva charte haya rajan kutumbha bharane nava. Our life is being spoiled. How? Nidrayahyate naktram. At night, you are sleeping or enjoying sex. Nidrayahyate naktram babayena cha babaya. Babaya means sex. So, at night you have got two business. Sleeping and sex. And daytime, viva charte haya rajan. At daytime, simply where is money? Where is money? Artha. Or self-interest. Diva charti hayana, yuhaya means searching after, desire. Then, as soon as he gets money, then what business? Diva charti hayana ajan, kutumbha bharane nava. Kutumbha means family. So as soon as he gets money, he spend it, go to the store, purchase so many things. So this is our business. The materialistic life means to spoil the night by sleeping and sex life, and to spoil the day, where is money, and spend it. Is it not? This is the clear analysis of materialistic life. Charte haya, where is money, this is also inquisitiveness. Where is money? Where is food? Where is shelter? Where is this? Where is that? What? So, this inquisitiveness is there in the animals. Then what is the use of this human form of life? The same inquisitiveness is there. Where is money? Or where is shelter? Where is food? Where is sex? No. This inquisitiveness is already there in the animal life. Now, you have got better life, human form of life, intelligent life, advanced life. Still, you'll be engaged in these inquiries. This is Vedic civilization. These things are not to be inquired. They are already there. Supply is there. So what should be the inquisitiveness in this human form of life? Therefore, the Vedanta Sutra says, atha ataha brahma jignasa. Now, this life is meant for inquiring about the Supreme, Absolute Truth, or Krishna. Krishna is the Absolute Truth, ultimate goal. So, that is human life. When we inquire about, therefore, those who are inquisitive about God, they are not ordinary persons. They have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as Sukritino. Sukritino means background is pious. Just like you are all. You have come to Krishna consciousness movement on account of that of your very nice background. In your past life, you must have cultivated Krishna consciousness, advanced, but it was not complete. Therefore, Krishna has given the chance again. Now come to this platform and make your life successful. Suchinang simatangehi yoga bhrashta sanjayate. Yoga bhrashta. Those who could not fulfill or finish the Krishna consciousness business completely, they are given another chance. Another chance. What is that chance? Suchinang simatangehi. Suchinang means very pure family, Brahmana family, Vaishnava family, just like these children. They have taken birth now in the Vaishnava family. Father is Vaishnava, mother is Vaishnava, and they are taken care of. So very exalted life. From the very beginning of life, they are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are dancing, they are taking prasadam. The atmosphere is so congenial for spiritual life, they are getting chance. This is a chance. These children are not ordinary children. Because they could not complete Krishna consciousness in their previous life, they have been given chance to take birth in a family, the father and mother, their Krishna consciousness. This is Suchinang Simatangihi Yoga Bhrashta Sanjayate. So, to become Krishna conscious, even if you fail in this life, in one life, there is no loss. There is no loss in this way that you get another chance. But if you are not Krishna conscious, there is no certainty whether you are getting next life human form or life or cats or dogs. There is no. That will be decided according to your karma. Therefore, we should take to Krishna consciousness seriously and try our best to complete it in this life, not waiting for another life. Although there is chance, the next life, even if we fail, but we should not be indolent. If I fail in this life, I shall have another chance. No. We must decide to finish this Krishna consciousness business in this life. And immediately go back to home, back to Godhead. That should be our determination. Because Krishna consciousness means to understand Krishna. That's all. Krishna is everything. Krishna is the origin of everything. If this much we can understand, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the cause of all causes, and He is the source of everything. These three, four things, if we can understand, if we can understand one thing, we understand everything. If we simply understand Krishna, that is the Vedic injunction. Jasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. Simply by understanding Krishna, everything becomes understood. The scientists, they are making research, so many things, but a Krishna conscious person can understand very easily all the problems of the world. Just like we are discussing this morning, Krishna, we have to accept Krishna with mystic power. Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti means beyond our conception. Because the mystic power is there in us also, although we are teeny living entities. So many mystic power we have got within. We do not, we cannot understand. Take for example, just like your hair, you cut, it is again growing. You do not know how it is growing, but it is growing. That's a fact. That's a fact. How it is growing, that you do not know, that is mystic power. That is mystic power. So many things there are. So if there is any cut on your body, any injury, even if you don't apply medicine, automatically it becomes cured. How it is being cured? Even if you don't go to the doctor, physician, automatically it will be cured. We are experiencing daily. That is mystic power. We are creating so much chemicals, even by passing stool, what to speak of other things. The stool is analyzed by scientists. It contains the greatest amount of hypophosphate, yes. And hypophosphate is the very nice medicine for weak health. But that's, just try to understand that such important medicinal value we are producing in our stool. What to speak of other things? So that is mystic power. So we have got this mystic power, but we do not know. The example is given like that. The deer who has got musk in the navel, and the flavor is very nice. So he's jumping here and there, here and there, here and there. Where is this flavor? He does not know the flavor is in his navel. The flavor is there in him, but he is finding out where it is, where it is, where it is. Similarly, we have got so many dormant mystic power within us. We are unaware. But if you practice the mystic yoga system, some of them you can evolve very nicely. Just like the birds are flying, but we cannot fly. Sometimes we desire. Had I the wings of a dove, there are poetry, I could immediately go. But that mystic power is also within you. If you develop by yogic practice, you can also fly in the air. That is possible. There is a planet which is called Siddha Loka. In the Siddha Loka, the inhabitants, they are called Siddha Loka means they have got so many mystic powers. We are trying to go to the moon planet by so many machines. They can fly. They can, as soon as they desire, they can go. So mystic power there is in everyone. It has to be developed. Parasya Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. We have got so many dormant powers. It has to be cultivated. Just like Krishna, say 4 or 5 years ago, you did not know what is Krishna. By cultivation, you are coming to know Krishna, what is God, what is your relationship. So the human life is meant for such cultivation, not for seeking where is food, where is shelter, where is sex. These are already there. Tasyaiva heta prajati yata kovida na labhate. These things are not our subject matter of inquiry. These are already there. It is enough there, even for the birds and beasts, and what to speak of human beings. But they have become so rascal. They are simply absorbed in the thought Where is food, where is shelter, where is sex, where is... This is the misguided civilization. Misguided. There is no question of this thing, but there is no problem at all. They do not see that the animal has no problem, the bird has no problem. Why the human society will have such problem? That is not at all problem. Real problem is how to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is real problem. That problem is being solved by Krishna consciousness movement. If you simply understand what is Krishna, takta deham punarjanmanaiti, there are no material birth. So, Krishna consciousness movement is so nice. If you make friendship with Krishna, then you can talk with Krishna as Yudhishthira Maharaj requested, Krishna, kindly stay a few days more. So Krishna, not few days more, Krishna will remain perpetually with you if you love Krishna. Thank you very much.